Hello, good afternoon. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Can I speak to Nestor Lada?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, wrong number. I see. So I can speak with you then. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
You are? Okay. And what state are you registered to vote?
Wisconsin.
Perfect. Okay. Now, just to make sure that we speak with all the ages, and what year were you born?
89.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50? Or do you think you won't vote?
50-50 right now.
50-50? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
That's a good question. I would assume probably all the national threats that is occurring outside our nation.
Oh, the what? I'm sorry, what was that again?
All the international threats that are happening around our nation.
Okay, international, just one moment. I'm going to take note of it. Okay, perfect. Now, next question of this survey. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Donald Trump or Democrat? Did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your answer. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I am very much undecided on who I'm going to be voting for her this coming election if I do vote.
Okay. Now, next question. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide like right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it'd probably be a split between the Green and Independent Party.
Okay. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, how about, let's see, Joe Biden?
That'd be 50 as well.
Thank you. 50 as well, okay. Okay, now, and thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I've never actually really given any thought to that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Guess Democratic.
Guess Democratic. Thank you. Now, mm-hmm. if the election for U.S. Senate, okay, the Senate, were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat, let's see, Tammy Baldwin?
I guess Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy, thank you. Now, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Neither, to be all honest with you.
Neither? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with mm-hmm. each of the following statements. And the first statement says, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you agree or disagree to that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. The next statement says, the President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you agree or disagree to that?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. The next, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How about that one?
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How about that one?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them, okay? And the first statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay. How about this? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants for most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
How about this? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants for most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree again.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I somewhat agree.
Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would you make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Now, the first program says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that be more likely or less likely for you?
More likely.
I'm sorry, more likely. Is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, we really appreciate your time, okay? Just to let you know, we're at almost at 70% of the survey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate your patience and your time. Now, the next program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you.
Yep.
The next program says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, thank you. Let's see. Now, the next program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. The next is a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, thank you. And the last program says, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
That one would be more likely.
I'm sorry?
That will be more likely.
More likely, is that much or somewhat?
More likely.
I'm sorry, you were cutting off. What was that?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, thank you. I think we skipped one program, I'm sorry. Let me read it to you one more time. And it says, sure. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Well, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, thank you. let's see. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first statement says, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Little concerned.
Little concerned? Okay. The next step, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Okay? Are you very concerned, a little, somewhat concerned, little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Little concerned? Thank you. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
A little concerned with them.
Okay. The next is Donald Trump and Republicans are using racist stereotype about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
Somewhat concerned.
And the last is, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship. For undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. We're almost at 75%, okay? Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read you the different approaches, President Biden and former President Trump, okay? Proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach, okay, comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right, okay. And the first, the first approach says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Okay, and then it says Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So, is it Biden's or Trump's approach closer to your own view?
Biden.
Biden. Now, is it much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you. Oh, we're almost at 80%. And after hearing, okay, after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I probably will still head down my original choice, either between the Green Party or the independent.
Okay. Now, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
If it were today, probably leaning toward Biden then.
I'm sorry?
Leaning toward Biden then.
You said leading Joe Biden?
Yes.
Thank you. Leaning, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
No? Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp, Fox News channel or website, TikTok, Instagram, MSNBC, Univision, or Telemundo?
Do you want me to, like, list what I use or just say yes, I get something from one of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get my news from one of those sources, a couple of those sources. Which ones?
Which of those?
Most likely, I usually get it from either MSNBC, Fox, and YouTube.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
We are Filipino.
Oh, okay.
The Philippines.
Thank you. Now, were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country.
And is that the one that you just mentioned or another country?
The one I just mentioned.
Thank you. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Just English.
I'm sorry?
English.
Is it always English or more English than other language?
It's always English.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I probably am more independent, I would say.
Thank you. Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
I probably lean more Democrat, if anything.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
I'm sorry?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it from 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college but no degree, associate degree, four-year college graduate or bachelor's degree, graduate high school or advanced degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your religion?
Catholic.
I'm sorry?
Catholic.
Catholic, thank you. And finally, okay, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Joe.
Joe, thank you. Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? because participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we might contact you in the future?
No, thank you.
No? Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a great evening.
You go. Bye.
Bye. Gracias, Carístico.